36 states and the District of Columbia have received a share in nearly $16 million worth of conservation innovation grants awarded by USDA last week. Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Jason Weller says over half of those grants are aimed at improving and maintaining soil health.
For example, we're going to be partnering with this year's awardees with the National Grazing Lands Coalition. So for those practitioners who are familiar with soil health, there's been a lot of focus on croplands, and there's a great understanding, and we made great advancement on our knowledge of how to improve the health of the soils on croplands. But last I checked, there's also soils underneath grazing and pasture lands and also forested lands. So what the National Grazing Lands Coalition is going to help us do is they're going to go out and pilot test new ways, what are the different effective practices we can use on range and pasture lands to ultimately improve the health of the soils. What we really want to do is work with livestock producers and figure out what are the practices, but also the management techniques that they can use to not just improve the health of the vegetation that they care about, the forage for their animals, but ultimately it's about the health of their soils. So they're not just livestock producers, they're not just grass farmers, they really are soil conservationists.
Weller says there are a variety of other projects being funded that have the overall goal of developing new ways to accelerate innovation in private lands conservation.
We have projects we'll be investing in that are looking at how to expand the use of markets, market mechanisms, in this case for environmental ecosystem services. We're going to be investing in how to improve our assistance to historically underserved communities, so socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers, to beginning and limited resource producers. So we have seven projects we're going to be investing in that to specifically advance our work with and how to figure out how to work even more effectively with these historically underserved communities. We're going to be working with producers on advancing our understanding of and use of innovation with nutrient management, on irrigation water efficiency, on how to protect and improve air quality. There are a lot of different resource issues that this year's investments, what we're talking about today, is really going to make a major difference on. I'm very excited to see the return on these investments in the coming years.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.